Welcome back to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. News and Views is brought to you each week by the Columbus Area Railroad Club located in Johnson County Park. This morning we are talking with candidates for the Bartholomew Consolidated School Board coming up in the November election. And I am talking with Todd Grimes, a candidate for BCSC's District 3 seat. Todd, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, John.
So can we get, just for the listeners, a little bit of idea of your background and why you're running for school board?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've been a public school teacher for the past 30 years. Spent my first 15 years of my career locally here, actually, at Hauser in Flat Rock Hall Creek. And from there, went to IPS for about 10 years, where I spent the bulk of my time at Broad Ripple. And for the last 5 years, I have been at Greenfield Central in a new alternative school that they opened there called the Academy. And I'm very grateful for my varied, you know, my three varied experiences in education. They've all been very different. And, I've thoroughly enjoyed them all and, feel that I have kind of a unique, as a result of my experiences in public schools the last 30 years, I feel I can bring a kind of a unique classroom perspective to the board. I know that's kind of a unique thing. There are not too many boards across the state that have current teachers sitting in on boards, but, I've known for a long time that this is something I'd be interested in when I retired. And just over the course of the last year or so, I've decided, you know, there's no better time than the present. And, just anxious to become more involved in the community and hopefully have the chance to serve on the board in an area that I am very passionate about and feel like I have a lot of knowledge to offer.
So you talked a little bit about your occupation and the schools you've worked at. Can we talk a little bit about your education?
Sure. Yeah. I'm born and raised here in Columbus, lifelong resident of Columbus. So went to BCSC schools for 13 years. And I'm old enough now that I went to a couple BCSC schools that no longer exist, but Bucetzer and Kent. But I thoroughly, very thankful for my time in BCSC schools. I had a conversation with somebody the other day where we were trying to rename all of our teachers all the way through our career. And, I didn't have a real hard time recollecting the names of my teachers and, you know, the people that had a big impact on me. And, ironically enough, with both my parents involved in education, I went to school, after graduating from North. I went to college pretty much dead set against being a teacher, but somehow it got the best of me, and I'm thankful that it did. So graduated from Hanover College in 90 and got a master's degree from IU and special education. So I've taught a variety of things, social studies. Just recently, the last 5 years, I've taught math and then also some special education mixed in there. So lots of varied experiences and have coached five different sports over the course of the last 30 years as well at different levels.
And have you ever run for office before?
I never have. No, no.
So I know that attending the school board meetings and the parents have made their questions known repeatedly recently. What's your thoughts on are our kids safe in our schools right now?
I think I said it in our forum the other night. In my 30 years of educational experience, I don't think I can't remember anything as controversial and an issue that has created much divisiveness possibly as this one. As a teacher in the classroom, I know where I'm at. we started back on time. We did not delay our time back. We've been back in school since July 30th, have had remarkably few positive cases. I think we're in the same situation that BCSC is here, where a bulk of the positive cases are actually kids that are attending school virtually and not kids actually attending on site, which is rather interesting. But yeah, I believe that steps are being taken to make kids absolutely as safe as possible. I've talked to a lot of friends and colleagues here in BCSC that are pretty okay with the way things are going and making the necessary adjustments as we continue to sort things out. And COVID's one of those interesting, I'm not sure interesting is the right word, but just when you think you've seen all possible scenarios that there possibly could be, the next day there's something that's just, you know, a little bit different that, you know, it takes a lot of adjusting on the fly. And I think, that's been done very well.
So the parents that have been coming to the school board meetings, one of the recurring themes is that they are unclear on and they don't believe the school district is being clear on when the trigger would be flipped, that they would go back to virtual learning, and concerns about the transparency of the whole process. What's your thoughts on how transparent BCSC has been in this environment?
In the beginning, honestly, it didn't appear that there was much transparency. And I think as time has gone, as the longer kids have been in school here, I think the transparency has certainly improved. The communication's improved. The numbers in terms of cases being, being reported So I think communication has gotten better. Is there room to improve? I would say perhaps. I think there always is. And I think in terms of drawing a line in the sand where, you know, if there's any kind of magic number or, you know, parameters that should be set to do anything that drastic, you know, I'm not sure there can be a line in the sand. I think it's just a continual adjust as you go. And, you know, I know where I'm at. We are getting ready to make another adjustment this next quarter. I think people just need to remain flexible and somewhat open-minded and be willing to entertain any number of ideas. And I think BCSC has done a good job of providing a number of options for parents. And it's a tough situation.
Do you think that the teachers, with what they're facing, having to teach virtual classes and in-person classes, do they have the tools they need to make our kids succeed?
Again, you know, this is COVID is a thing of firsts, and I think it's important for people to remain flexible and somewhat patient. And do I think teachers have the tools that they need? I think because the situation is so unique and new, I think it's a learning experience for all. And certainly there'll be some bumps along the road. I think, you know, to have delayed things anymore in terms of sending kids back to school probably was, you know, I don't think was necessary. I'm not sure how much more could have been gained by delaying things anymore. And I think, again, teachers were as prepared as, you know, I would argue as they could have been by the time school started. And, you know, it's certainly not a perfect scenario. And you know, I don't think in this situation, everything could be accounted for. And it's we're all learning as we go.
So pre-pandemic, the conversation around schools this spring and last winter was all about the state funding and teachers' pay, and obviously BCSC had its referendum to address some of those issues. From your perspective, is the pay for teachers where it needs to be?
No, I would argue that it's not. You know, there inequity is alive and well in the field of public education. The discrepancy in pay schedules across the state in corporations, varies widely. On average, as a whole, no, I don't think it's where it should be. Early in my career, percentages went up reasonably, and I would say in an acceptable fashion. And then over the course of the last 10-12 years, things have gotten worse economically, certainly, and I think we're beginning to see the results of that. There are not as many people going into the profession for a number of reasons, not just due to arguably a lack of pay, but I think a lot more needs to be done to get people interested in the profession again, and it's just there's a limited pool of applicants, and I think BCSC needs to do everything they possibly can to attract the best, and once they're here, to retain them. And it's similar across the state with most corporations, I think.
So the state of standardized testing in Indiana, obviously, the governor has made some motions that the test scores will not be held against the teachers for their evaluation purposes in this environment. But I mean, it seems like we're changing all the time on the standardized tests we're using and how we administer them. What's your thought on our testing situation?
It leaves a lot to be desired. Some days I kind of go cross-eyed thinking about it. Actually, being at the high school level and being very familiar with what's required of kids in terms of standardized testing for graduation. It just when you think you have things kind of figured out, the state goes and changes something. But, I don't think standardized testing certainly needs to go away. And I thought we had something several years back with the graduation exam at the secondary level that worked very well. Why we went away from that, I really have no idea. But, I think there certainly needs to be some degree of accountability and some uniform assessment to tell where kids are at. So, standardized testing is necessary. It's just been so all over the board and unpredictable and, quite frankly, not real usable and producing any kind of data that, is because of the constant flux and turnover. Anything that's real sustainable. So, the world of standardized testing is something I could go on forever, but I'll stop.
Well, Todd, is there anything else that people should know about you or about your run for office?
Well, I am incredibly excited at the thought of hopefully being able to, being fortunate enough to be elected and serve on the school board. And again, it's something I'm very passionate about. Feel like I have a lot of knowledge, experience from different places. And the thought of giving back to the community in such a capacity is very exciting to me and would be an honor that I would certainly not take lightly.
We've been talking this morning with Todd Grimes, a candidate for the BCSC School District 3 seat in the upcoming November election. Todd, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you, John.